You're listening to SBS News.
At a factory in Sydney's outer west, workers are packing Lavoche crackers into boxes ready for distribution. Among the 35 workers, six people have a disability. Karen Lebsanth is the owner of Karajong Kitchen.
The return on this is definitely about a loyal long-term employee. We're really proud to say that we do hold long-term employees in this business, and that's certainly from part of that is due to the inclusion policy.
Miss Lebsanft has spent tens of thousands of dollars upgrading alarm systems, hiring Auslan interpreters, and purchasing machinery which can be adapted to various physical needs. And she says the economics stack up.
We've had long-term employees that have started in certain roles in tasks which we thought would meet their disability, but that's all that they were in fact capable of. And we've actually found that with nurturing them and investing in them, we've actually been able to upskill them to actually find a greater purpose for them and that the business has benefited.
One in six Australians live with a disability. Those aged between 15 and 64 are twice as likely to be unemployed compared to someone without a disability.
Hey Siri, compose a new message.
Grace Poland lives in Melbourne and has a double degree in law and arts. She has cerebral palsy and says employers can't look past her physical disability.
I just have felt really depressed and disheartened, and I've often thought about, you know, giving up, even though I'm highly educated and qualified. I really had no other choice but to go to university, but I haven't been treated very well, and I've sent my resume out 200 times and I've had no success.
She uses voice recognition technology to compose emails and browse the internet. The only thing missing is a job.
I would feel like I belong in society. I would feel included. My mental health would improve 150%. I'd actually be able to make a contribution to society. I'd be able to save up money for to live easier and not live in poverty on welfare payments for the rest of my life.
The rate of labour force participation for people with a disability is well below the rest of the population at just above 50%. That figure hasn't changed in more than two decades. Last year, the Disability Royal Commission called for a significant change to the rate. Research shows if Australia improves its employment levels for people with a disability, it could add billions to Australia's economy. Professor Simon Darcy is a workplace accessibility expert at Sydney's University of Technology.
For businesses, don't panic. The vast majority of people with disability don't require adjustments, or if they require adjustments, most of those adjustments are under $1,000, and there are various schemes set up by government to offset any of those costs.
He says the COVID-19 pandemic has provided an opportunity for businesses to reimagine how people work and using technology that could assist people with disability.
The pandemic's brought about flexibility and change in the workplace that many people with disability have been asking for the past 20 or 30 years, certainly in an employment sense. Remote working for people in the service industry is standard. There's been an acceleration in the software and technology to allow that.
The pandemic has also highlighted the importance of digital and communication accessibility. Brandon Tomlin is working as a research assistant at the University of Melbourne, studying what businesses and services can do to improve their environments. That could include using alphabet and picture boards and ensuring there's adequate signage. He is non-verbal and uses technology to communicate.
A communication accessible environment actually benefits the vast majority of our society, including benefits for people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, the elderly and those with limited education or literacy attainment.
But he says the most important thing that needs to change is attitudes.
The best thing a workplace can do in order to make a workplace accessible is to simply ask the person. Each employee is different and will have different needs.
A reminder that simply listening can go a long way to creating positive change. Sean Wales, SBS News.